Waller.
Who's that walking around here? Mercy. Baby patter. Baby elephant patter, that's what I calls it. Say, up in Harlem, at a table for two, there were four of us, me, your big feet, and you. From your ankle up, I'll say you sure are sweet. From that down, there's just too much feet. Yes, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Can't use you cause your feet's too big. I really hate you cause your feet's too big. Yeah. Where'd you get 'em? Your girl, she likes you. She thinks you're nice. Got what takes to be in paradise. She said she likes your face. She likes your rig. Man, oh man, them things are too big. Oh, your feet's too big. Don't want you cause your feet's too big. Mad at you cause your feet's too big. I hate you cause your feet's too big. Gunboats. Shift, shift, shift. All your pedal extremities are colossal. To me, you look just like a fossil. Got me walking, talking, and sparking. Cause your feet too big, yeah. Come on and walk that thing. Oh, I never heard of such walking. Mercy. Your pedal extremities really are obnoxious. One never knows, do one?
I'm as happy as a king, feeling good and everything, just like a bird in the spring. Gotta let it out, it's my sweetie, can't you guess? Wild about him, I'll confess. Does he love me? That's why I shout.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Now everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see. That's why everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
Nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody.
nobody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. That's plain to see.
They're the Boswell Sisters on 98.9 FM, The City. Tune recorded in 1932 is Everybody Loves My Baby. We heard Fats Waller with Your Feet's Too Big. He didn't know how to say it, so he said it in a song, I suppose. Every couple of months, we host a special edition of Critics' Choice, known as Listener's Choice. We invite three city listeners to be Lorraine Meyer's guest to play their choice of songs. The next Listener's Choice is scheduled for Monday, October 19th, and if you're interested in participating, here's what you need to do. Just appear with a court order and your lawyer. Oh, no, I'm sorry, it doesn't say that. Just write down four or five songs of your choice with a theme or a connecting thread. Send us a letter explaining why you chose those particular songs, and we'll pick three of the top lists and invite those listeners to be our guest and play their songs. Send your entry to Listener's Choice, care of KKCY Radio, 642 Harrison Street, San Francisco, 94107. And we must get your card by October the 12th, because the winners will appear on Monday the 19th of October.
I'm a personal valet. Not the only one. There are three of us on every floor. I'll press a suit, sew on a button, send a telex.
The Portman Hotel opens this week here in San Francisco.
Even if it's 5 a.m., we'll always be there.
Chances are you won't be staying with us since you live here. Still, we thought you might like to know just who these Portman people are.
Checkout time. That's at their convenience. Everything is at our guests' convenience.
The way they want. If they're on Paris time, room service is on Paris time. We make whatever they want, whenever. Even if it isn't on the menu. Sometimes it isn't.
I've been looking forward to the opening. We've made everything very nice, even getting here from the airport. We pick them up in a Rolls Royce.
So if someone asks you where's the very nicest place to stay here in San Francisco, you could tell them the Portman. And you'd know, because you live here.
The Portman, San Francisco's ultimate luxury hotel, 500 Post Street.
The City and the Old Fillmore welcome one of the most refreshing new groups of the year, 10,000 Maniacs.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun.
The Old Fillmore and the City invite you to a very special Sunday night as 10,000 Maniacs takes the stage for an evening of great music.
Hey, Jack Kerouac, I think of your mother.
The evening kicks off early with a special set upstairs at 7 with the Furies. Then at 8, special guests Jerry Shelfer and Downey Mildew begin the musical proceedings on the main stage. Don't miss it. A rare Bay Area appearance of 10,000 Maniacs. That's Sunday night at the Old Fillmore at Geary and Fillmore in San Francisco. Tickets at all Bass outlets or at the door.
Join the gang at the City tomorrow night. And coming to the Old Fillmore Friday the 25th, Johnny Winter and John Mayall. Monday the 20th, Level 42. For more information, 567-2060. That's 567-2060. This is the City, 98.9 FM. My name is Sully, filling in for Alan Burton today. And got a tune here from a fellow who, you know, I hate to sound suspicious, but I think this is a stage name. Okay, now I've said it. Here's Dwight Yoakam on the City.
You got your little way of hurting me, you know just how to tear me up. Leave me in small pieces on the ground. You got your little way. got your little way.
This is KKCY, San Francisco. We'll be right back. John Fogerty on 98.9 FM, The City. That's rocking all over the world. Before that, Clarence Clemons. Isn't that great? I love that song. That's called The Resurrection Shuffle. And Clarence Clemons, of course, is the sax player in Bob Wills' E Street Band. He has two solo albums, and that one's from the first one. Nothing Ever Hurt Me Half As Bad As Losing You from George Jones. Started off with Little Ways. Isn't that a nice one? Nice little shuffle there. Love those fiddles. Dwight Yoakam.
The story is about an ex-truck driver being named John James Wall before his friends blackballed him and nicknamed him Pinball. I gathered this story from a truck stop in Gallipolis, Ohio, when this old fella, I'd say 70 years old, asked me to buy him a strong cup of coffee and a piece of good apple pie. I bought the coffee and the pie for the old fella, and I'm awful glad I did, because he winked his eye and smiled and says, my, my. Then I noticed in a few minutes with trembling hands, he pushed a part of his pie and coffee back and looked at me with tears running down his poor old weather-beaten cheek, and this is what he said. I'm an old hog hauler. I drove a big truck. I shot the pinball machine, but it caused me bad luck. But all I ever made in a pinball machine, I'd get four catty-cornered, then I'd miss the 16. I wish that I'd them old pinball machines. Many weeks they have caused me to live on sardines. Last time I called my wife on the phone, the first thing she says, John, when can you come home? I've got a load of hogs and they've got to go. I'll see you when I get back from Chicago. She says, John, you know I love you. I wish you wouldn't go. Send your babies some money. They are hungry and cold. The last thing she said, and then she hung up. John, you give up my loving and just to drive an old truck. I made my trip on to Chicago. I was gone 2 months, 'cause I shot up my dough. When I got home, my family was gone. The best friend I had rung my telephone. He says, John, I guess you wonder about your babies and wife. Pneumonia got your babies and your wife took her life. I've lost all my friends, I can't sleep for bad dreams. I dream about an old truck and a pinball machine. I never will forget the last words that that old man said. Oh Lord, if I could live my life over. And then he fell dead. They tell me John is a clean-cut young man at the age of 19, but now he's in his grave, a victim of a big old truck and a pinball machine.
There's a song that was a big hit in the 60s, Lonnie Irving, a tragic song of death and sorrow, and a warning to stay away from those pinball machines. Of course, Tragic Songs of Death and Sorrow didn't end in the 60s. On 98.9 FM, The City, here's a more modern version. This is from Terry Allen.
Once upon a time, some time ago back on the East Coast, in New York City to be exact, a bunch of artists and painters and sculptors and musicians and poets and writers and actors and dancers and architects all started feeling real superior to their ego counterparts out on the West Coast. So they all got together and decided they would show those snotty surfer upstarts a thing or two about the Big Apple. And they hired themselves a truck. It was a big, spanking new, white, shiny, chrome-plated cab over Peterbilt with mud flaps, stereo, TV, AM and FM radio, leather seats, and a Naugahyde sleeper. All fresh with new American flag decals and art arc printed on the side of the door with solid 24-karat gold leaf type. And they filled up this truck with the most significant piles and influential heaps of artwork to ever be assembled in modern times, and sent it west to chide, cajole, humble, and humiliate the Golden Bear. And this is the true story of that truck. Yeah, a truckload of art from New York City came a rolling down the road while the driver was singing and sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and she rolled off the road. Objects are scattered all over the ground, and it's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around.
Truckload of art, it's burning near the highway, and a tough job for the highway.